The board reversed their June decision to provide exemptions for existing women's health clinics who perform 5 or more abortions per month. This comes after pressure from Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, who said he would not be legally obligated to represent the board if they were sued based on their June vote. Tarina Keen, executive director of NARAL Pro-Choice Virginia, says the board's decision goes beyond limiting abortion and will eliminate access to critical health care procedures for many Virginia women.
This is about women who really have no other opportunity for safe, affordable health care. This is going to affect the most marginalized of women. I'm talking about young women, rural women, women who are underinsured or uninsured, low-income women, and minority women.
After the Attorney General and Governor likely sign off on the regulations, there will be another round of public comment hearings before a final Board of Health vote next year. Women's health clinics will then have 2 years to come into compliance. Craig Carper, WCVE News.